music bit. But it's the same old show, Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. We're here for one reason this morning, to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If it's a project you're trying to get done, trying to get finished, or you're just getting ready to get it started, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, and we'll put our 40 years of Arizona home building and remodeling experience to work for you, give you a few tips of the trade, tricks of the trade, maybe even give you some tool recommendations and product recommendations. We've tried it all. We can tell you what works and what doesn't. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick up your phone call, 1-888-767-4348. Me and my son, co-host Romy Romero, will put our building years combined experience to work to get up the right answer for you. And Mike Reisch, our board operator, engineer, broadcast specialist, will make sure your question makes it through the phone, up to the satellite, back to us, and he'll redirect the answer exactly the same way. Interesting to know, you could be calling us from Tucson, and the answer you get will travel approximately 6,000 miles before you get it, and you won't even know. There won't even be a delay in the timing. It's incredible, the miracle of radio. Hey, I wanted to, we got to do a little recap here. We had a show last week on termites, and we had our good friends Nate from Blue Sky Pest Control in talking about, and Curtis talking about the new technology and trends on how to handle termites. Well, we have a new pest control specialist that's joined the Rosie on the House network down in Tucson. Five-star termite and pest control, and I think, and the owner is Miss Shelby Hawkins, and I think Shelby holds the record for the company that spent the most amount of time in the Rosie on the House screening process. And there was a couple reasons for that. One, I'm not a pest and termite control expert, so I had to get educated enough to know what questions to ask. And Shelby's approach to this tends to be a little bit, some would say, not mainstream. So Shelby sent me a couple notes on our comments last week about termites, and I wanted to bring Shelby into the conversation and give her an opportunity to talk about her view on the world of controlling 2, 4, 8, and 20-leg critters on the planet. Miss Shelby, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, why don't you share a little bit about your process? And again, this is five-star termite and pest control down in Tucson.
Well, thank you. First of all, is my approach is not to make anyone else wrong. I don't want to criticize anyone or any other company of how they do things versus how I do things. And it's more than not mainstream. It's really out-of-the-box thinking, and that's where I had to get. For years, Chlordane was taken off the market in 1987. And for about 2 or 3 years after that, I continued also to do soil application. But it wasn't working. And in 1987, I met Dr. Roger Gold at Texas A&M. Little did I know that he was the best entomologist in the country. And I point blank went up to him and I said, "You are going to help me solve this problem." And he goes, "Yes, ma'am." And I go, "Good. I'm glad your wife taught you well." You know, that, yeah. And Dr. Gold would lead me along a path. He would never give me answers. And of all the people that I've known, Dr. Gold is the one who taught me how to do major critical thinking. And I questioned everything that the manufacturers said. I have a minor degree in geology, and I love paleontology, and that's the study of fossils. So I know that termites have been on the earth for over 300 million years. They've been here before the dinosaurs, during, and after. So they're extremely well equipped to do what they do. And one other thing is they have they have incredible sensors on their bodies. My sister's in the Air Force, and I told her, I said, if the Air Force or even the Navy could figure out those sensors on the termite's body, we would never have a ship that would be sunk nor a plane that would be shot down, because these guys are so well equipped. Also, another thing is termites are actually two-thirds clones of each other. So they are, you know, one time I asked Dr. Gold, I go, do you think they're telepathic? And he goes, I don't know, I've never talked to them, but, you know, there's a possibility. Yeah. But so what it did is Dr. Gold had found in his research that the chemical will be broke down in the soil by microorganisms, because they'll eat it to the point where it's too weak to hold back the termiticide.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I found that the minerals in the soils made from the rocks do not have a synergism with the active ingredients. So that was another thing that broke it down. And so, and again, at this time, I was still soil applicating. And so, you know, I was just trying to figure out how I could do this, do a better job, and stay, you know, within the federal label. Well, foaming came out in, I believe, in 89 when I met Dr. Gold at the National Pest Controllers Convention. And so I started experimenting with that. One time I was in this crawl space. I'm known for being in crawl spaces because I did a lot of cave crawling in college. And so it doesn't bother me to be in tight places. But I was there, and something hit my arm, and I sprayed the foam up on the wood, and I went, suddenly I had a flashback, and I went back to Dr. Henry's class in one of my college courses. And Dr. Henry said, if you control one of these three things, you can control any species on the earth, and that's air, water, food.
Sure.
I said, okay, so termites breathe the same air, drink the same water, but they don't eat the same food. So then I got to thinking, all right, if I can contaminate the food source, then I can control the insect.
Okay.
And so that's where I started. And it wasn't easy because different, and Rosie, you know this, that different wood absorb different ways.
Sure.
And so that was my next challenge. And then a man who I can't mention, because he works for a very large termite company, a nationwide termite company actually, had called me, and we started to discuss foam. And he told me that all surfactants weren't the same, and he suggested this one surfactant, which we've been using now.
And so your process is as opposed to a soil treatment, as a typical Termidor product, which is a product we've been endorsing for a long time.
Right.
You're not introducing anything to the soil. You're on the point of polluting the food source. You're actually foam injecting the product into the actual walls of the house.
Right, and by using a different surfactant, it would absorb into the wood quicker. So I started using that. Well, then I got this opportunity to go to a place called Johnston Atoll. The headhunter that was hired by Raytheon had treated his house years prior, and he had had two national companies try to get rid of his termites, and he had seen me on TV, and he said, you know, I'm going to let that girl have a chance at it. So I went over there, and I told him exactly what was going on, and I said, I bet you've got a crack here underneath your carpet, because you've got different weights here in your house. You've got more weight on one side of the house. It was an L-shaped house.
Sure.
Than the other side. And he said, no. I go, tell you what, if we pull back this carpet and there's no crack and no termites, I will pay to have it reset. And he goes, done deal. So we pulled back the carpet, and sure enough, there were the termites.
Conditions conducive, huh? Now, let me ask you, Shelby. So you're not soil treating for termites. You're treating in the house. Any safety repercussions for the occupants of the house with your process?
No, because the chemical stays inside the wall. What we do is we can, and we also invented something called the super foamer, and that will give us a dry foam or a wet foam depending upon the house. depending on where we're going to put it. When we put it on the exterior of a frame stucco home, we have to put more chemical in, add a more of a liquid because of the insulation. On the interior of the home, we have to put more of a dry foam. So it gives us lots of options. And also another thing is my guys will put, we always have rags to clean up anything that comes out. And it does. It will come out. And we tell people, if it comes out after we leave, you just spray soapy water on it, and that will neutralize it. But don't put it inside the wall. The soap, you know, but soapy water will neutralize this chemical right away.
Okay. So it's so it's definitely a different type of application. If people are interested in contacting you, you've been successfully annihilating and protecting homes from termites in Pima County for how long?
Since 1980.
Since 1980. It's five-star termite and pest control. The number is 520-886-0045. Miss Shelby Hawkins. Shelby, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and I want to thank you for being so patient as we put you through almost one 1 year of a screening process.
Well, we're different. We're out of the box, and I just love your show, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ms. Shelby. We appreciate it, too. So it's a completely different paradigm for treating termites, and she's been successfully doing it. And the Termidor applicators will tell you, you know, theoretically, their product seems to be the one that's the most successful in annihilating the colonies. And they'll tell you that they're in the packaging. It says you need to be careful around vegetable and fruit-bearing trees and things like that. And Shelby's just saying, well, let's fix it in a way where we're not putting any of that in the soil, and let's treat the termite right there at its food source, your home.
RJ's in Peoria wants to talk big screen TVs. Tina's in Surprise wants to talk about super cooling. Judy's and Prescott has a runoff problem. I bet there's more than one person this week that realized they had a runoff problem. And Roger's in Chandler, all right after this.